phone. That's never been done before, baby. Put it on me, baby. Put it on me, baby. Love me down,
baby. I wanna see that body work. Let me see that body work.
Oh, show me what I've been missing. Every time you kiss me, love is what you get, and show me what I'm getting.
I wanna see that body work. Let me see that body work.
Ooh, every time you touch me, I can tell you love me. Finally now I can stop searching.
Let me see that body work.
Shut up and put it on me, baby. And every time you leave, I want you to take all of me. Put it on me, baby. Till I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Put it on me, baby. Want you to be my irreplaceable. It's never been done before, baby. Put it on me. Put it on me.
Let me see that body work.
Oh, show me what I've been missing. Every time you kiss me, love is what you give, and show me what I'm getting.
I wanna see that body work. Let me see that body work.
Oh, every time you touch me, I can tell you love me. Finally now I can stop searching.
Let me see that body work.
Save me.
recording now?
It seems so.
Awesome.
So welcome to Radio Fauna, Trev.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all viewers.
When does Hanukkah start? It's soon, right?
We don't have many of the Judaics from where I'm from, so we don't really know.
You don't have people of that persuasion?
Not of
your
that.
Neck of the woods?
No, not of that type. But, you know, good looking out to all those Hasidics and derivatives.
Exactly, see you at Temple.
And, well, you know, it's all about the elk this month, isn't it?
Where elks are awesome.
Off with the moustache at the start of the month.
I sort of gave about halfway through.
You still have a moustache?
I just have a moustache with lots of hair around it.
And we made a couple of books for the cancer and stuff.
Good for you.
Did you contribute?
I think I showed up and had a bit of your drink.
Oh, okay.
That's about as far as I got.
So kind.
I felt really bad.
All right. But next year?
Next year. I'll stash it out till December.
So there's no time to waste, Trevor, talking about such trivial matters. Not that cancer is trivial. I'm digging a hole here.
It's not trivial, but then we have the dream, and the dream is anything but trivial. He's the most serious guy around.
The dream is 100% on our side, I would say, when it comes to these matters.
Word.
What does he say there?
Well, this was the new song called Bodywork, and it's off his record, The Love, the fourth.
Okay.
Diary of a Madman.
Right.
And it's coming off on his label Radio Killer, which is part of Def Jam.
Oh, right.
And record's kind of hard to get into, but it has some golden moments like the one you just heard.
Really sincere for making love?
Yeah, for everything.
For any moment of the day when you just need to be serious about something. And then after that was Max Mool, both the name of his act and the name of the song, Rogor or Stella, Stella names. His real name is Brian Lindgren, he's American, and he's affiliated with Ghostly International and such. That song was brought to my attention through a blog called Some Kind of Awesome.
Some Kind of Awesome.
Some Kind of Awesome. With another blog that I like called Red Threat, most American blogs who put stuff up quite regularly to download for free.
I like people who do that.
And that was a gem for the day. I don't know if they had the blessing of Brian Lindgren on that matter, but anyway, we appreciate it all the same. All right then, so we have a little bit of a mix of things.
Yeah, it's quite a mix. I think it goes on for a while. It's we've got 4 songs in there.
A little bit of a session of 4 songs for you.
Yeah.
And what does it start off with?
I think we're starting off with Blackbird, Blackbird. This
another is another good name.
It's wonderful. Just try typing that into Google and see what you get.
Right.
Yeah. And this song is called either Tear or Tear.
Okay.
Can't quite figure that one out yet. Music video is quite cool.
Okay.
And this Blackbird, Blackbird is the work of one Mickey Marnabag. And guy hails from San Francisco. And I've only heard about 2 or 3 songs from them, but all of them are excellent, excellent, excellent. And I'm really excited about this guy's new record.
Okay, let's see what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Blackbird, Blackbird with Tear. And then afterwards, what was that we heard?
That was one of my favourite acts from Sheffield. That's the Square of Gothos. Two unlikely lads who've been producing some excellent electronic music, sort of dancing between such genres as breakcore, house, techno. And then you can start to get some of the house influence, and well, we can see by the cover of the record that they're more than happy to have a sort of laugh at their own expense.
Well, they know how to have fun.
But that one seemed like more of a refined joke than I think a lot of their other stuff has been. Anyway, that was Flight Home off an EP whose name sounds a little bit like Kevin and Perry Go Large, but it might be slightly different from that. And that's available from to download from off Minute Records Bandcamp or website. Anyway, there's an awful lot of stuff on that website that you can get for free or contribute what you like to the cause.
Nice.
After that?
Little Boots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Another freebie, I think. What was Shake, Azarian 3 remix. Azarian 3, third, sorry?
3 or the third? I don't know. I see Roman numerals, I say third.
Okay. And what, they're in town, right?
Yeah, I think they're coming to Razzmatazz this
week. I reckon this week as well.
It's like Friday, Saturday, one of those nights.
Okay. And you've caught them before?
I saw them very briefly this summer.
Mm-hmm.
They played at Brandenburg.
Okay.
At Plaza España. It was a good little act. They uh-huh. were quite energetic at the end of their set.
Uh-huh.
And
what was the format of the set?
Meaning
the
what,
band.
The stage show.
Yeah.
I think they had two DJs and our DJ keyboard player and a very extravagant lead singer, to say the least.
Okay.
And this being, I guess you could say, a fashion event, you could say he was all out.
He was in his element.
Exactly.
And so salsa, as they would say here sometimes.
And his salsa.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that expression.
Yeah,
I like it.
I might have invented it, but it sounds right. After that, T. Williams, that's a producer who I think has been on the radar for a while for me. But it's this last couple of releases on a label called Local Action that I've really, really enjoyed. That one, I think, is a more radio-friendly one. Heartbeat, that's featuring Terry Walker, but I advise you to look out for the subsequent EP that he's got out on the same label, whose name escapes me right now. I've put this other little section on next.
Let's do one more mix, yeah?
Yeah.
How about we go for this one?
All right, then.
Because I know this one's a bit too low-key, and this one is just, you know, things are just warming up, right?
Let's warm them right up. I think they're ready.
Okay.
So let's keep this let's keep it under wraps and see what comes out. We can tell the audience about it
all
afterwards.
Right, and go.
Bitch, I got my rights and I got two guns in a pocket knife. Yeah, I cocked it twice. You were dropped in ice. Stock the price. Oxen, rice, vegetables. I can't kill them all, but the seven's able. Cannibal, eat a nigga off an empty table. Brain cords enables to my poor and faithful. No average payroll, nigga, perfect cake, though. Money by the minute, money by the hour. Drugs in the bathtub, money in the shower. Check it on your browser. OF bang louder. Arouse ya, bitch, when I be in the crowd around her. The theme to my thesis, caught up in a prefix. Music is pre-mixed, the remix for gun sounds and gun rounds and brief kicks. Call it a remix of the Bible. I'm coming to kill Lamar, gunning to kill Lamar. Hollows they fill Lamar, bananas I peel Lamar. Pussy don't get involved, ligaments will dissolve. Problems I will resolve, niggas I will revolve. Keep work like observers who watch workers work and serve them. Listen to every word and try their best not to be a burden. I met her, she was a virgin until I cut her like a new brain surgeon. Hip hop riding, I'm swerving, take a jumbo day when you can't find Mervins. We high price sailing, high life scaling. We up by you trailing. If I'm fresh, you stale then. Put me on figures as I put on with my niggas. Notice my fan base getting a tad bigger. We start shit and burn the swisher. Iron the creases on my team while I'm out of this twister. The comma collecting, my rhymes perfected. I'll come up for the throne, not to die with your neck. I'm coming to kill them all. Gunning to kill them all. Hollows they fill them all. Bananas I peel them all. Pussy don't get involved. Ligaments will dissolve.
Kill them all, motherfucker. I preach a wolf gang, taking everybody out of the motherfucking business. Young niggas doing it big, yellow hype. Free Earl, fuck everybody, wolf gang, nigga. Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all. We'll be right back.
It's getting hot, I'm burning up. My body is like fire. You turn me on, give me some more. You are my woman desire.
Hello.
And that's us.
Welcome back.
I can see
what it is
represented in visual form.
The elk.
The elk.
A bit of trivia about the elk to follow.
The elk to follow?
No, I'm saying like after we've had the next couple of tracks.
I thought there was an elk who followed.
There could be. We could have an elk follower amongst our three followers if we had a Twitter or whatever.
Elk audience, this is for you.
This is for the flock of the elks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit of rap.
Yes, that was the first song we played from our little mix was Mellow Hype. He comes from the Odd Future crew who have decided to take over the world. This is a album that or a mixtape that was originally released last year and then got re-released this year with some extra doodads. It's called Black and White. It is an incredible little release. And that song was called Dead Deputy.
Okay. A positive message for the kids.
I think that's something we have to try at least once.
And then after that, the gentleman, Chaswick Brunwick, also known as Toro Imoy. I don't really like pronouncing that very much because it seems to skip between languages.
I think it's moi, no?
Could be. Oh, why not?
Right.
But anyway, it's not very much of a bullish character. Maybe it is quite an ironic sort of name. Or maybe the Toro is the music, who knows? He did come with a quite a powerful group, didn't he?
Yeah, they were much bigger than he was.
They were all bigger and they played pretty hard, harder than the album, right? It was
yeah.
More like quite a rock feel, wasn't it?
Yeah, I only saw the last song.
True.
But from what I ascertained,
mm-hmm.
It was quite peppy.
Peppy, certainly. Yeah, no, I would agree with that. And that was off his new EP, Freaking Out. Which I think, contrary to the show, was more, had a lot more sort of 80s funk.
Yeah, the whole big bit, especially having a live drummer really made a big difference, you know?
Right. I think the EP is not lacking in pep in any way, but it's certainly in a different of a different angle. I think it's much more jolly than the previous releases.
From the Underneath the Pine album.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, really enjoyed that show. Really good live. Toro Imoy, moi, is also along with what are they called? Caribou. Yeah, along with Caribou. Are performing at the ATP Nightmare Before Christmas Festival. You know about ATP, right?
Yeah. I thought it got postponed, right?
Well, this is the one at Christmas.
Oh, okay. That's not the one that got postponed till April.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
And so, yeah, they're co-curating that festival, which if you live in England... Well, I've been to Minehead.
I hear it's quite nice.
It was a very grim holiday. I enjoyed at that very place where they have the festival.
All right.
It's a little bit like, can you imagine? It's a holiday camp, it's a holiday village, but this is a really working class one. Yeah, I saw Bigfoot and the Hendersons there, but we left a day early because we were so dissatisfied with how ghetto it was, basically.
That's sad.
Well, you know, live and you learn. And then after that, we had a Karma Sound remix of That Man Nino, who we've played many times on this show.
Dude, that set on Thursday was great.
I thought it was very well put together.
Yes, it was all over the place.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was risky.
Yeah, it was risky. I think there was some of the tunes that maybe weren't that popular, but it was still, you know.
It went down well with me. Yeah.
And a number of others.
So.
A small number, but a number nevertheless.
Exactly.
And you can check him playing live in Barcelona tomorrow night at New in Poblenou. He's supporting Spartan Lover. That's going to be a squee spectacular. After that, who was it, that last number?
The last song was by Soft Metals. Soft Metals, they have an EP out on Capture Tracks, up and coming.
Okay.
Sound promising. And
right.
That song we heard was called Psychic Driving.
Nice.
I don't know how you could do that. Could you drive your car psychically? Is that the future?
Some people dream that they're flying. I suppose it's on the same sort of scale.
Dream that you're driving.
Mm. Right then, this next track, I'm really glad you brought this round because this is an absolute gem. It's something I heard from on the... What do you call him?
The mixtape.
The mixtape by John Talbot.
John Talbot one.
The John Talbot mixtape. for Accelerator. Highly recommend it. Checks. It starts with this track from Holy Other, and it's Your Love, Love, Love.
Different thoughts are good for me. Thank you.
So the Holy Other, Your Love, get that.
Yes, it's off the EP With You. Short little thing. I think it only has five songs in there or so, but it's good from beginning to end.
That's enough for me.
Yep.
Nicely haunting. After that, you'll notice the angelic vocals of Liam Gallagher on that Live Forever.
I think that's the best way to swallow the Liam Gallagher is when his voice is done up that way.
Right. Not overdone in any way. Miss out all the ridiculous lyrics and have the odd sort of refrain in there. That's reimagined by Volta Cab, who is a Russian guy. Calls it an edit, but
it's a new song.
It's a new song. It's at best, it's a remix. I mean, at least, but he's taken absolutely nothing from the original, other than
the vocal
four
bit.
Words,
yeah,
and two of which were repeated. Anyway, yeah, I quite like that. I thought that was a good angle. And then after that, another edit. This was certainly more of an edit. It's called Melon Edit by a guy called Ratio, who feels the need to put an question mark after his name. Maybe that doesn't look as good,
I like that.
In
it's,
Dutch.
Well, I like the idea of people always asking Ratio.
Right,
is
like
that
the editor from, what's it called, from Nathan Barley's magazine was called Jonathan Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his surname had a punctuation in it. Have you seen that, Nathan Barley?
No, no.
I'll pass you that after
good.
The show. Oh, yes, yeah, you can't miss that. And that was a song I remember from sort of the early days of, well, MTV, but more VH1, right?
It seemed like something you'd listen to when you're waiting for the dentist.
Right, it's sickly smooth, soothing, I would say, that one. Tanita Takaram, Twisting My Sobriety. And then
what does that mean, to twist in your sobriety?
Well, I'm not sure. I know it means something, everything, or nothing.
Okay.
I
thought it was like maybe, you know, you start dancing when you're sober.
It's quite a sort of bleak and dark relationship song, I think, that's sort of dressed up as a pop song. But
I like
it
those.
It does sound a little bit like Terence Trent D'Arby, which, and oh, what's the, that, on Desiree.
Oh.
Yeah, ooh. I know. But anyway, she got on the show. I suppose we've done for our AOR quota for this month.
Uh-huh.
And after that, Darkside, who's better known as...
Right, it's a little project done by Nicholas Jarr alongside 70s guitarist Dave Harrington.
It's really epic.
Yes, it's big, it's 70s, it's funk.
Yeah.
It's a lot different from the album that he released earlier this year called Spaces on Noise. So I think we played something.
Yeah, we certainly did.
Way back when. And it's a lot funkier, you know? It's more organic.
Yeah. It's very danceable, very intriguing at the same time. I think you have to be brave to put 110 BPM records on to a dance floor. But you never know. With patience, it might work.
People might get into it, yeah. Enough reverb and everything.
After that, well, the next thing I should say is the last song of the show. It's The Off the Wall.
I thought you had some sort of elk fact to follow.
I was going to, but we're running out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, what a shame.
Elk's my favourite graffiti writer from England, maybe joint favourite writer from England of all time.
Okay, is that a fact?
Yeah, it is. That's a type of fact. Oh, it's an opinion. But it's a fact that I like it.
It's an opinionated fact.
Yeah. Top three, I would put him in. Anyway, okay. Well, shout out to Elk.
That will be on the exam, so write that down.
Yeah. It could be there could be an exam at the end of the year, right? Because this is we've been doing this show for a year.
Yeah, dude. The next one will be our anniversary edition.
Absolutely.
Send in your request now.
It could be all off the walls for the anniversary. But for this week, we're looking to Berlin. To our friend over there, Carlotta.
Mm-hmm.
What's she doing over there again?
I think she's studying our wonderful language.
Which language? German?
The one that we're speaking now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's going to Berlin for that?
Makes sense.
She'll probably learn better over there. I think they regularly have 2-hour and 3-hour lectures at university in Germany.
That's
understand.
Rough.
Too much for me. But I'm sure she balances it with plenty of time on the town. Nice town, cool town as it is.
It's a good place for her.
We like it. She, I'm sure, likes it. And she's picked a gem of a tune to put on a wall.
Yeah.
We should mention the video, right?
Yes, it's definitely worth seeing. Kudos to whoever did the animation or whatever group of people did that, because it doesn't look like it was easy.
No. It looks like sort of,
did you see the end of it when they start going nuts?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, that's like the highlight.
Do you remember Star Fox from the Super Famicom, or what was it called, Super Nintendo?
Of course, dude.
So it looks like they're reinventing all the polygons.
After this is done, I have to show you this amazing photo. It's like Star Fox done with real animals.
Right. Okay.
And did you hear about that thing on Google?
Yeah.
Where it's something where you type it, if you type into the search bar in Google, like Star Fox do a barrel roll, your entire screen would flip around.
Right, that's something else we got to try.
And it only lasted for one day, though.
Are you joking?
Yeah, I was trying to celebrate the anniversary of Star Fox.
Okay.
There's a bunch of really weird stuff on Google.
Was Star Fox good?
I think I played it for Nintendo 64 once.
Okay. You can get Google in Comic Sans, I think.
It's terrible.
I know. You can get it in pirate, anyway.
Well, I hear Comic Sans helps people who are autistic. Not autistic, and what's the other word? Dyslexic.
That's no excuse.
That helps them to, you know, put one and one together.
It's no excuse at all. I would stay autistic. I would prefer to not know what they're talking about. Dyslexic. Anyway, enough of us. This is going to be Flying Lotus with a tremendous sentiment of kill your co-workers.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Flock.